Hariyadi Audiobooks presents Chapter 5, Peace is Selective, from the book Cultivating Inner Peace by Dr. Paul Fleischman, as read by the author.
Part 3, Chapter 5, Peace is Selective. Inner peace is cultivated by the act of choosing. If you want to live peacefully, you'll have to make a continuous series of selections that permit and confirm that need. In Part 2, I discuss the dynamic quality of peace, the action of returning like a compass needle to the north. Selecting peace is different, more like writing a song. You quell the sounds of the traffic around you, and a halting tune emerges. If you let it rise and expand, but at the same time contain it, you may happen upon the invisible coherence of melody, which then flows like a stream, bounded and directional. Melody isn't just pretty sound, but an organized, integrated channel. You have to push aside distraction, not just noise, but even tangential charm, in order to hear a melody ripple downhill within you. To actively cultivate inner peace, you'll have to think like this. I'll simplify my life. Constantly returning my compass towards peace is a start, but not enough. I'll also have to trim the fat, relinquish the trivial in order to enhance the essential. Peace is also a not doing. I may have to decide to limit my family size, or my career, or my television watching. How can I plug myself into the fibrillating, chafing, tintinnabulum of electronic stimuli all day and expect my nervous system not to be fricasseed? I'll select what I'm going to carry in my backpack so that I'm unencumbered by baggage, free to amble. The life of peace is like an international flight permitting only one handbag. You'll have to leave behind some of your cherished shoes and appliances. The international traveler, like the hiker and the climber, feel relieved by what they have discarded. Carrying one knapsack, they step higher, feel lighter, not merely returning towards peace, but selecting what to abandon and what to bring along is a necessary skill in the life of peace. Selectively trimming your life to optimize your core goal isn't comfortable because the human mammal we all inhabit is a vigilant, expanding predator. Each of us is a survivor carefully selected by nature during eons of evolution to optimize continuity, procreation, and multiplication. We are animals built to triumph in competitive adaptation, and our minds are tools for victory. Mirroring the biological imperatives of our animal aggression, our psyche is never naturally at peace. Scanning present, past, and future, we creatively anticipate, retrospectively struggle to master all conditions. Like hunters, we dream into the future, desiring, fearing, scheming. Like prey, we fret and remember the past to avoid re-encountering ambushes. Our mental processes follow the call of our instincts to acquire, to protect. The yearning for peace is a paradoxical struggle, because it rubs against the scales and feathers of our animal vigilance. To be at peace, we must relinquish the continuous control of circumstances that our animal demands. Our self-protective environmental groomings won't go away when we solve one more situational problem. we will remain hyper-alert with desire and fear, unless we set up a counter-current to prevail. Peace is not just a more or better way to be human, the amplification of an urge. Peace is also a determination to become less human. It necessitates knowledge, choice, and effort at leaving behind our weapons and worries. It requires force, a selective pushing beyond, rising above. Inner peace is a transformation by courage. Thoreau wrote, "Bravery deals not so much in resolute action as in healthy and assured rest. One moment of serene and confident life is more glorious than a whole campaign of daring." Out of determination, peace grows like a mountain wildflower, spontaneous, seclusive, robust, blossoming early to capture the energy of first spring sun. The hepatica seeds scattered in secret by their antecedent generations don't attend a gardener's permission, but punch a hole through the detritus of the wintry forest floor and open their azure petals above a sear necklace of last year's leaves. Demure and delicate as it is, nothing stops a wildflower.
Pariyatti, a non-profit 501c3 organization, offers a wide variety of books, e-books, videos, and audiobooks about the teachings of the Buddha, the Pali language, and Vipassana meditation. Browse our complete catalog at www.pariyatti.org. That's pariyatti.org.